suction cup
era. We are recording.
On at least one device.
Yes, thank you. Why did they? Why is the button like all the way down there in that menu? Very rant over. At least now. Okay. Okay, it's the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors regular meeting on September the 21st, 2022. This meeting is being recorded. Teams assures me. We'll start with roll call. Ian Owen Powell, I am present. Todd Weasler.
Present.
Guy Fulcetti.
Present.
Jess McElveen.
Present.
And Russ Patterson is absent, excused. And Chief Scott.
Present.
We have a board quorum, so I call the meeting to order at 19:07. No changes to the agenda since I posted it. So I make the motion to approve the meeting agenda.
Second.
Guy?
Second.
You can't second. Approve. He beat you to that.
There's a slight delay. I'll just stay back on that then.
So Guy, approve the meeting agenda?
Approve.
Okay.
Approve.
Approve. Yes.
I approve. Todd, approve?
Yes.
Acceptance of the August 17th minutes. There were a couple of changes that I saw that I didn't get a chance to make, which were very small. I think they should be able to use donated pump and tank on 5632.
Oh, yes.
And then what was the other one?
Oh,
I think, I believe we passed a motion on retaining Lucy.
Did we do a motion?
I thought we did.
Okay.
Do you want to check that?
Let me see what I scribbled down.
I remember y'all voted.
We voted? Okay.
I thought we did.
I thought so too, but I could be wrong as well.
Old business. Chief's report. New business. Oh, yes, we passed it.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we passed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, Castle Rock supplied the pump for 5632, so we don't have to buy one?
That's for 32, not 31.
Okay.
31.
Just after we placed the order.
Yeah.
But the 31's a new issue though, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Brand new.
Yeah.
So 32. So basically, Castle Rock gave us a pump and tank, or just the
mm-hmm. pump and tank?
Oh, because they were refitting one of theirs. It's a really good pump.
It's really nice.
Wow, that's good. Cool.
A day late, a dollar short. But it benefits because, and we'll get to the 31 new pump. The tank's here, but new pump and tank. 32 have a fairly new pump and tank, and then we'll take the one that's good off of 32 and put it on 33.
Okay.
So all three brushes that have.
I don't want to talk about that, but anyway.
All right, well, that's operational decisions.
That's operational decisions.
Yes. That's Charlie's idea, not mine. I don't, 32.
Yes, it's operational decisions. Yeah. So other than that, I believe everything looked pretty good.
Cool.
And if you scroll down to the mill levy quick. Oh, okay, hold on, stop. Six in general. Okay, never mind. Word highlighted it as group grammatical, and I think that's fine. And I think
that is fine.
Yeah, and I think I caught all the places where my sticky tiki did not work, and
sticky tiki.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I make the motion to pass the minutes as modified.
Second.
Guy is definitely on a delay. I can tell this. Okay, Guy. Oh, now you're muted as well. Even better.
Oh, approve.
Todd.
I have to pass because I wasn't at the meeting. So.
Oh, you weren't at the meeting. Okay. Good point. Well made. We appear to have no public present on the meeting.
Would you like to be a member of the public if you have any comments?
No comments.
Okay. Moving on. Treasurer's report that I've now hidden. Hang on. Oh, my God. Over to you, Todd.
Okay. So for August, for the financials ending in August, our total accounts is sitting at $739,000. Our reserves are still exactly where they have been for the last 12 months or more, but they're sitting at $203,000 of that total fund. And we have a small account receivable outstanding of $199. We have liabilities of $3,500, $3,600 or so. And we have total unreserved funds of $532,806.
Sorry, that was funny, because...
What's that?
I don't have the right glasses on, so it looked like there was $32,000. I was about to say, what?
Oh,
I can't see it on the screen. Oh, there it is, on the wall down there. Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and in comparing to last year, is in regards to our unreserved funds, we're about $23,000 ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's go on to, unless there's any questions at this stage.
No, I do not believe so.
Okay. And as far as income is concerned, we brought in only $12,000 in income this last month.
From tax?
Which, not surprising. What's that?
For tax income.
Tax income, yeah. I think so.
It's not the ambulance?
I need to open it now.
Oh, it says uncategorized.
Take a look at
that. Is it the ambulance? We sold the ambulance program?
I think that's the ambulance.
Yeah, I think it's the ambulance.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too.
Can we just sold another one?
We may not have.
We may not have.
May not have seen the disbursements, or
yeah.
Might not be in this.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not tax.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Just wait a second, though. I just want to double check here real quick.
Yeah, it's the...
Yeah, no tax income was reported last month.
Okay. So I'll talk to Stephanie.
Yeah, and...
Because we should get something.
We should.
I think we normally get about 24 months now.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, in 2021, September through December, we received about $57,000.
Okay.
But we need, I think, we need $96,000 to reach our full income that we predicted for the year.
Okay.
So we need to, it would be nice to see some catch up happening, which, who knows how at the end of the year, you know, it's very spurious as far as how it comes in.
Yeah.
But then And if there's no questions, we can move on from that, from here. And let's go to expense. So for expenses, we underspent again if we do an evenly distributed expense. It looks like we will have that $30,000, approximately $31,000, to pay the pension fund, right, in October.
We should have, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, so. I saw in our auditor's report, it was listed as a expected liability for this year. So I don't know. I was going to ask you about that. What your thoughts
okay.
were on that?
Yeah.
So
we can talk about it.
Okay. But year to date, we're still sitting at about 24K overspent. But again, kind of in the noise, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had 14,000 of other expenses, which was wildfire payouts, which again, we'll get reimbursed for. So, you know, I think that's nothing to be too concerned about either. And then basically the summary is about the same, but again, the pump on 5631 still out there, right?
So yes, sir. We actually received the tank. We're just waiting on the pump now.
What's remaining approximately on that expense, do you know, just for my, I can't remember how much we're going to spend.
It total should be about 16.
16K?
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't been invoiced for any of it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know we, actually, I think Charlie put, like, he had to put something down on his credit card, I think. Like a down, maybe.
What, like a deposit?
Like a deposit or something, didn't he?
For that pump?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would imagine to secure a place to get the pump, we probably did have to put something down.
I forgot what it was, but I remember he put it on his credit card. I'll have to look and see what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as far as you know, expenses for the building, the burn building, do we expect to see that this year, or do you think it's going to roll next year?
No.
Next year? Okay.
I think we're running out of time this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, we might, potentially we could start digging the foundation, but I don't think we'll get it poured.
Okay.
Yeah, we were out there today, and probably need to discuss with some people. We talked to Nikki. And we'll definitely have to go into an IGA or something with the town, because like Nikki stated today, that it doesn't mean that 20 years from now the town's not going to come in and say move, rebuild it.
Mm-hmm. Well, 5 years.
Or 5 years.
Or two.
Or two.
What's an IGA?
An intergovernmental agreement.
Okay.
So we want something to protect us that once we spend the money for the foundation and put the building, that they're not going to tell us to tear it down.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. And that'll probably delay.
It's going to delay a while.
That's going to delay everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. And so nothing has really changed. I think we'll probably eat into our operating payroll reserve. In the February time period, possibly,
okay.
Not by a whole lot.
Right.
So.
That's fine. I mean, that just means that A, that's what it's there for. B, it just means we have to keep an eye on expenses January, February. Just keep those down.
Yeah.
Cool. Any questions from the board? No from Guy, so
okay.
Chief's report.
Alrighty. Well, thank you all so much for your time tonight. As I would like to thank the board personally and professionally for the support that we receive, not only at the chief level but at the organizational level at all ranks. It is very, very pleasant to have a board that supports so much. So thank each and every one of you for your service and your time that you put into this organization. As a follow-up, we've only had two applicants for the admin assistant job, and we interviewed both of them. One was unsuccessful and the other one was successful. We offered that person a job and they turned it down and stated that they are not qualified for the position. So we are currently flying it again. In the meantime, been able to pick up somewhat of what we can with the admin duties, trying to stay afloat with that. Talking about possibly reaching out to the auxiliary to see if they possibly have any extra time to dedicate to some of the admin functions of the organization, the stuff that's needed. So it's been quite the challenge in that position. But I will say that we are not a unique organization when it comes to hiring folks, as in most people in town are hiring. Mm-hmm. So there's been several folks that have called and asked what we're starting with. I've referred them to the posting, and they said, well, the local restaurant's paying more. So I believe that's the world we live in now. So we'll keep moving forward with that.
Chief, how much are we offering for that position?
It's 18.
Just out of curiosity.
It's $18 to $20 an hour plus benefits, 30 hours a week, flexible.
Yeah. And then what are they saying? They're able to get 25 or so from their businesses?
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm sure you all might know this, but the minimum wage in the Denver metro area moved up to like $17 an hour.
Right.
So I think a lot of the folks are following suit. And so they feel that even in some of the service industry, with that minimum wage, about 15 plus tips, they're making 25 to 30 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Did you say, what were the hours per week?
Flexible. 30 hours, flexible. We're willing to work whenever.
And could it go up to 40?
Well,
30 is the max.
30 is, we did have the pass admin in a 40-hour a week job. Right now, we feel that 30 would cover the job.
Okay.
And budget-wise, I think that's where might need to sit for a little while.
Gotcha.
To be honest with you, I don't know if that would improve the post. It might, and I'm willing to try anything, but I don't know right now financially if we can move toward that, as well as the job itself. I think we're still kind of figuring out what the past administration completed.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of things that we're still trying to navigate through to get the successful candidate. We're also willing, the ladies have said that they're willing to train the right person. And so, if anyone hears of anything.
Okay.
All right. So, as stated before, 5631 water tank is out in the bay now. We're just waiting on the pump. It's been delayed till October.
Mm-hmm.
As we discussed before, we received the Castle Rock pump. And the only reason we were talking about recycling to 33 is because the apparatus committee, that's their idea. I let those folks make that. So okay. I'm just a suggestion, but I'm all ears. I was joking earlier about operational versus.
You don't need to have an opinion.
Yeah. But
if that's what they want to do, then
yeah. To me, from the outside looking in, 33 looks pretty shot.
Yeah.
I'd rather get a new truck, but I would sure love for them to recommend that. And so we'll definitely talk to you about with some other updates. We would like to thank Patrick Richardson for helping us develop an officer development program. Currently, the captains are going through that with Patrick on the operational side and Eric Savick on the more personal development side. Just to jump ahead a little bit, Lucy, Ian, Stephanie, and myself completed the Clifton Strengths Assessment, which is a communication exercise that helps us as an organization move forward to reach goals on our communication. Not to jump back, but Eric is doing the same thing with the captains, just at a different type of what does he call his? I forgot. Do you remember?
It's more of like a management style, or
How you communicate, the survey you took.
Yes, basically a holistic look at their a management style and communication styles.
Okay.
So it's been really exciting for that. So hats off to both Eric and Patrick, as well as the captains, for working through that. After we're done, we would like to evaluate and see what worked and what didn't, and then we would like to put the lieutenants through that officer development as well. We would like to thank Jess and her family for opening up her home to have the district appreciation barbecue. The food was great, and thanks again. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. We were happy to do it, and glad we had the space for it.
Awesome. We were able to sell 5620, as we discussed earlier, and we also were able to sell 5624. That should approximately bring in funding around $24,000, as well as we are going to move forward with selling the ATVs, if it's okay with the board. And we would like to take that funding and after the first of the year, buy a UTV. We feel as an organization this is a very safe approach to things that we have to do. Granted, we have a dangerous job, but compared to the four-wheelers, the UTV is not only a safer mode of response, but it also is what the industry is going to. The Forest Service doesn't use four-wheelers anymore as they use UTVs.
UTV is?
Like a Polaris.
Like a Polaris.
Wider wheelbase.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like
a side-by-side?
Yeah. Has a roll cage.
Has the roll cage, and I think what they were talking about doing, and correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, is possibly putting a pump and be able to put a backboard or a Stokes basket on it.
So it can be used for wildland or backcountry rescue.
Mm-hmm. And then would you trailer that to places and use it that way?
Just drive it,
really.
Yeah, it's rescue. But
if you have lights on it.
Yeah, you can. And in some communities, they're actually street legal.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow.
But that being said, is if we do ever need to, we do have a trailer. We can.
So legally speaking, yes.
Yes. I was just wondering if it could be used for wildland, as a wildland vehicle that could be reimbursed, kind of a thing.
I don't think so. I don't think it has to be.
I don't think
you have a thing for that.
Yeah.
It's part of like a greater team.
Right. It'd be a part of a piece of equipment.
See where you're going though.
Maybe not.
So I'm sorry I didn't put it up on action items, but like permission from the board to sell the ATVs?
I don't have an issue with that.
Should we make a motion? Do we have to vote on this, or do we just have to say?
Just make a motion. Make a motion to give the chief authorization to dispose of the ATVs.
Second then?
Yes.
Yes. Guy? Guy is voting by chair, so approved.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We would also like to thank the Auxiliary for helping with the pop-up art gallery that they had fundraiser with Wild Bear. We'd like to thank Ian and Connor and who everyone
Papiches,
Scott and Mandy, publicly for helping with that. We received $275 of funding from that as a donation, as well as a Wildland painting from one of the artists is hanging above the fountain outside. Excellent. So,
thank you, Wild Bear.
Yeah, thank you, Wild Bear.
Cool,
for sure. Just to give you another update, I'm trying my hardest to get to the CDOT stuff. It's right now, I just haven't had the bandwidth, but I'm trying to get there, and I promise I will get that done. We will have signs in our district. The administration that was working on it, I'm gathering that person's information, and it is kind of not all there, if you will. So I'm getting that together.
So you're circling back up on it?
Yes, sir. Still working on All Hazards Eldora plan, and we would also like to congratulate, like as we said in the email, for the grant that Larissa wrote for Wildland funding. They actually started today with an email wanting to size our folks for the 17 pairs of boots that we're about to receive.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Wow, that's awesome.
List of some significant calls. I know Kyle pronounced one in the creek. They had a very successful RV fire that was a great stop by the crews.
A successful RV fire.
Well, they stopped it before it got to the woods, so that's great. And the folks were very grateful, as well as the multiple EMS calls. Our PRN Nick Faze had a possible thoracic aneurysm, and during the same time we had an overdose. And I'd like to thank Ian for responding, leaving one call and going to another call because of the personnel that was needed. So Nick was on one and Ian was on the other, and I heard they both did great jobs. So hats off to each and every one of them.
I'd like to thank the sheriff's office as well for backing me up on that.
Thank you. Yes. I think he, correct me if I'm wrong, the sheriff had to drive you.
He had to drive me, but he drove me back here to get a vehicle to drive there.
Okay, yeah.
So. And then we met back at sea.
Yeah. So thanks to the sheriff's department as well. We've ordered some New York hooks, Halligan bars, and pry bars, some equipment that was needed on the engines. So that should be coming very soon. Some of it came. We've implemented. There's been some minor fixes to 33, the heater core in 44. Luckily, we've talked about the pump several times, but we were able to unload that with Charlie bringing his skid loader. So thank you, Charlie, for one, having a skid loader, and two, letting us be a part of the fire department.
For renting it to us
for a very, very, very affordable price. Yeah. And as well as Charlie talked to Lynn Cole about our driveway at Station 2 is starting to wash away. So he stated that it'd take about 6 to 8 loads, about $350 per load, and a day's worth of skid loader. Luckily, we have a person to do the skid load work, but I would sure like to compensate him for that. Mm-hmm. And so we're still going to confirm on the total package on what it's going to take. Those are rough numbers, but we would like to redo that, or at least lay the gravel in. And then
we're looking to do that this year or after winter.
To be honest with you, I was going to ask for some expert opinions, you and Charlie. If can we wait till after winter, or does it, by plowing it, does it make it worse?
It's not. I don't think it's the plowing that makes it worse. It's just the runoff.
The runoff, and oh yeah.
So it's going to get worse in spring, basically.
So I guess the question is, do we need to do a broader site plan to see if we can fix some of the runoff issues? Because if you're there with this, because if you do the repairs and if the runoff just keeps washing it out, we're...
I have a strategic one of like eventually make it pave it all.
So they...
Right.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah, it's like a 5K project.
like a 50K project.
Yeah, because
so I think actually this involves relocating the road itself.
Yes.
Which obviously would require regrading the whole thing.
Right. That falls into my question is like, I don't want us to get into this Sisyphean task of like, oh, it's been 2-3 years. We need to bring in more fill, and can we correct the bigger issue of the runoff? Or mitigate the runoff somehow?
Almost certainly can mitigate the runoff.
Yeah.
There are ways to do that.
Yeah.
And if we're going to be building a new, either moving the road or building a new road, then we can build it into that. And it's not super expensive to do.
Yeah.
If you do it when you're doing the initial lay down. So.
Right.
And I think there's a few trees left.
We've got people for that.
We have people who want to do it. It's called training.
It is.
Yeah. Sweet. So I'll get some more information, and it sounds like we might need to do that before the snow flies.
What I don't want to do is start it.
And finish it after.
And then have to finish it afterwards, and then we get washed out again.
All right.
Next year.
And now, I'll be honest.
As Jess says about it, just making sure that we're not
right.
creating another problem.
And I'll be honest with you, I am not a road expert. I'm not very savvy to that type of stuff.
What's
so.
the What's the condition today? Is it?
It's pretty bad.
But is it causing operational issues?
I don't think so.
No, just challenges. I think the only thing that we would like to do, and it's more of a want than a need, is that back bay behind Station 2. Mm-hmm. We just want to take it straight out to the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can use it, utilize it better, mm-hmm. or something like that.
So you don't have to try and get something around the corner, particularly in the winter, because it gets really icy.
Yeah, I guess I just was wondering, you know, like you guys, your discussions about do we do it now or do we do it later? If there's operational issues, it seems like we want to do it now, but if there's not, and it doesn't, you don't foresee super bad operational issues, we could just wait and just do it when, like you said.
Also, I'm trying to push it into next year. I don't know if you spotted that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I like it though. But and I honestly think we could. I mean, we have, I believe, 2 firefighters that sometimes respond out of there. Mm-hmm. So I think we could wait till after the first year in a new budget cycle on that.
Okay.
And if it needs a little bit of top dressing, I'm sure you could scrape some dirt up from around and just.
We've got some stuff to kind of give it a little bit more life.
Yeah.
And then, would it help if, and I don't know if it helped or hurt or just doing it halfway, but what if we got like 3 loads and just threw it up there? It's been like, what do you say, 350 a load?
Yeah.
Or maybe not even 3, maybe a couple loads, or do you think that's even worth doing?
I need to know what the full plan is, because it looks like we're building a new road from.
Okay.
Just the part where we're moving the propane tank. So
I definitely would wait on all that. I think
we can talk to Charlie.
Yeah.
He's back.
Sounds good. Thank you all.
That plan.
Let's see here. Sorry about that. And some more updates. 24, the radio's been done. Repaired the remote for the Niederman system. And then the one thing is the light fixtures in the bay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to slowly start changing those. He's going to get the cost of what some of those banisters are, but he can do the work. So it's kind of dark in there.
Are these the wall lights?
Yes.
So you're going to switch them to LEDs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Can I ask also, just because I don't know if I have... The 5601 was taken out of service because of the braking issue or something, wasn't it, 5601? Mm-hmm. And so that's been repaired now?
Yep.
It's all
that went down to Mountain View and it's all good now.
Fantastic.
And just out of education, what's an intake plenum?
It's where it pulls water from the tank into the pump.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If that's, which one are you talking about?
5601, where it was broken, cut, repaired, and reinstalled.
Oh, yeah, that's the, it's like the primer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Charlie's at Fire Officer 2 this week. Thought it was, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Charlie thought it was pretty neat to... first day's a chief panel, and it was cool to have his chief on the panel.
Yeah.
And then Thursday,
did he not just go, I've already been a chief? So.
yeah, he was like, I know. And then Thursday, the financial person comes in and teaches. Guess who that is? Stephanie. So cool. Some great training this month, or last month. We did VIS, Van Inter Isolated Search. We also did some ladder skills with Captain Benson, as well as the extrication that you brought.
That was this month.
Oh, this month. Oh, okay. That was, yeah. Well, we'll save it for next month then. Talk about it. You know. It's great, though. So firefighters participate in some of the outside gas trainings, which is super important in our area, as well as we started the Recruit Academy on Sunday. And we have 5 in there. You want to touch on that?
Sure. Yeah, so we started with 5 new recruits after interviewing 8. And they're all excited. They've all gone through all of their preliminary stuff. And they all started with Lindsay. Lindsay, Lieutenant Candidate Sweeney, is heading up the academy as the academy coordinator. We have 8-week curriculum for them to kind of introduce themselves to the operations at Betterland Fire, and then they'll go through a probationary year where they get to go through all the technical aspects of the job and learn all the technical aspects of being a fire.
Exciting stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, how long is the Recruit Academy found?
Recruit Academy is 8 weeks.
Thank you.
Awesome. EMS. So we have been communicating with some of the responders, and Connor felt that a checklist was needed for some of our calls that we run consistently. So he was able to create those checklists, and he's going to pass them out as well as put them on the apparatus. So any type of, major CPR strokes, alternation, any type of trauma, there's a checklist that if our responders need a little refresher or something like what's next, then we have that checklist already established for them to complete on those type of calls. It was suggested, and I thought it was a great idea, and Connor was able to run with it, so hats off to him.
Excellent.
On that. He's currently creating that. As well as Connor went to Fire Officer 1 last week. So he completed that, and he's working with Sugarloaf and Left Hand to discuss the interagency training and cooperation when it comes to our initial EMR EMT training. EMR, we are currently planning one. He's going to go ahead and start it. EMT, we have found out some unique news yesterday that the state of Colorado for the next 2 years is going to pay for allied health in general, EMT falling in that. So Connor is currently doing the research on what that looks like, but we're thinking the way it's written and the way we've heard it is that for the next 2 years, anyone can go to EMT school at a community college for free.
Okay.
So that will help us financially as well as our training budget and stuff of that nature. We found out yesterday. So Connor is, like I said, doing that research. Exciting news, and I sure hope it is. And I would imagine it is with COVID.
Does it only apply to community colleges?
From what Connor has told me is that's where they want to fund, the state wants to put their money into it.
Okay.
But it's generalized in allied health, so there are several programs, including EMT, and that's what my question is can the state just fund us and let us teach it?
You saw where that was going.
Yeah, yeah. we think alike. And so we're looking to do that research, and then because we want to do EMT, we don't necessarily want to do the nurse's assistant, medical assistant.
Right.
But that's pretty exciting news.
Bit beyond our scope.
Yes, for sure. So we'll definitely keep you posted on that.
Okay.
2018 Boulder Fire Code approval schedule has actually changed to the 20th now. So I just want to let everyone know that those are just those two edits in those words.
I recall.
Yeah.
And I think it was about this time last year that we approved the first version.
Yes, it was definitely. So Andrew's still working on, like we talked about, the Bricer compliance note.
Yeah.
As well as... he is waiting to for the transition of the new mayor to discuss with the town the short-term rentals. They have that tax going in for $2 per every short-term rental. And
is that on the ballot?
Yes.
It is on the ballot. Okay, mm-hmm. I thought it was.
Yeah, and so Andrew has a couple ideas of maybe how we can help them and they can help us.
So they both talk about STRs. The trustees meeting last night, so it's definitely on their agenda to tighten that up. So
okay, awesome.
Won't be down like that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, that's great news. As well as he went to a ICC prep class, so his goal is to be certified next month, so hopefully that works out. And then he is building that inspection schedule for the town's directory of all the businesses and licenses so he can get them on that normal routine schedule stuff. We did our very first food truck inspection. And from what he says is they're coming. So that's a new thing for Netherlands is the food truck inspection. So we're doing those.
So more food trucks expected.
More food trucks expected.
And Now, isn't there a state program for the food truck inspection where they can get inspected anywhere and it's good for the state, or is that just between some counties?
It's both. The state's starting to move towards that.
Okay.
But right now it's just between counties.
Okay.
So we'll definitely be looking at that, as well as he's looking at what type of fee schedule that is.
Yeah, because another Gilpin passed a fee schedule 2 or 3 months ago.
Yep.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah, it didn't make sense at all.
But yeah, so if we're going to do a fee schedule, you'll need to go through us
for
resolution just to make sure you get that.
Yes, for sure. All that, that's why I told them all resolutions and fees and anything, that's board. So he has also been meeting with Eldora to address the concerns of the new Ignite construction that's going on there. They're building a new building, a new whatever they call them.
Ignite special schools.
Yeah, yeah. The challenge is 4-inch and 6-inch pipe. So
it goes from 6-inch to 4-inch.
Yep. It goes from 6-inch to 4-inch.
I remember that.
And
then
they want to go back to 6-inch. So Ned was good.
Hydraulics doesn't work that way.
Right, sorry. Yeah, exactly. And see the farmer's market this weekend.
This weekend.
And I think we have one more.
And on the October 2nd.
So,
we're not roasting chilies on October 2nd, but that's the last market, Harvest Fest.
Okay.
Then Freedom.
Yeah. Okay. So
any weekends.
Yeah, right. Yeah, weekends.
We off Sunday.
I got some things for you today.
Other than that, I have the normal run data, and then the very last page is the community events.
Question about actually something I noticed. So curiously, we don't have most of our calls on Saturday and Sunday.
In that, I know. It's,
I was noticing that Monday was a busy day.
I was noticing that too. Sunday and Monday, and
yeah.
I get Sunday, but why Monday? Because
no holidays in August, really.
That's weird. Maybe they wake up Monday morning and be like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It was interesting to see how that plays.
Well, Tuesday wasn't too far behind either.
No.
Huh.
No. I mean, it's that general opinion that most of our calls appear on the weekend. So it's a fairly even distribution.
Right. At least for August.
As well as I'm glad we have training
August
on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Hour of the day. Looks like we are morning people.
Yeah. That's what I'm interested in, is that it's like after midnight, pre-7. It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like from where calls I look at and hear and wake up to. I got a question.
Yes, sir.
So on this one, piece up to alarm, is that piece up to out of the door?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
What's PSAP stand for?
I can't remember.
Public Service Answering Point.
Thank you. Public Service Answering
Point.
Oh, look at
thank you,
Todd. Hey, thanks for coming tonight.
Because you and I would have been here going,
yeah,
all right, I know this.
It's back there
I
somewhere.
I always forget this.
Let me see if I can type it in.
So it's basically from the time they lift.
Yeah.
And go, 911, what's your emergency?
Gotcha.
To the time we are
yep
out of the door.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. Thank you, Papiches, and
yes,
everybody who's shifting.
And Irwin Pals.
Yeah, occasionally. Mm. Probably more than 2 minutes.
Mm.
Maybe 3 on a bad day.
I like to see them running. It's like, here they come, the Papiches. Sorry about that. I created it at home, and the pictures didn't come out very well.
Inside, it's good. Us doing stuff in the community.
And
I'm a bit upset this isn't the action shot of that firefighter guy.
I know, right? There were some good ones. I have some good ones of you two both fighting that fire. That was the one I took out of the paper. I took them all out of the paper, obviously. You can tell by the graininess, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So I apologize for that. But that's my report if anyone doesn't have any questions for me.
No, I think we asked most of them.
That's awesome. And thank you all again. Like I said at the beginning, this job would truly be a challenge if it wasn't for each and every one of you. So thank you.
No, I think we did all the questions that I had. Okay. Moving on to old business. You're in my document. Jess.
I did put that in there, did I?
The
purchasing?
Purchasing policy of it is not business. I got it in there.
I did, okay.
It made it in.
Somehow
it
made it in.
Yeah.
Between one of us.
Board members of reserve policy. I will update you as to why I've done nothing on that. With the excuse as to why I've done nothing on that this month, in item 3. Purchasing policy. Jess finished, added the changes that we asked for in the purchasing policy, which I've lost.
So quick refresher on that. The big changes were really around the discrepancy, where it was bumped up to 25%. And why is it this one? Sorry. I apparently put the wrong purchasing policy. No, I did put the right one in.
It says 15.
No, I put the wrong one in. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, there was a...
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I've been thwarted.
Darn teams. Just blame it anyway. It doesn't matter if it is or isn't.
Okay, I did update that. Apparently... I'm going to blame OneDrive. It's still a Microsoft product.
Mm-hmm.
That counts, right?
Mm-hmm. So good.
Okay. We can kick this again if you want, Ian, since technology has been not kind to...
Yeah, let's not try and do it online. It gets too awkward. All right, so we won't talk about that.
Sorry about that.
That's fine, no worries. Mill levy election status update. This is why I've done nothing as board member as a reserve. There you go.
Reasonably busy few weeks on that. So in the election calendar, we have to approve the list of property owners that don't live in the district, which I finished doing yesterday. That has to be done by tomorrow. So, go me. Did my homework early.
That document's out there, but you just need to send it in?
It's done. It's
you already sent it in. Yeah.
So basically, is the DEO, the board, granted me the authority to do that stuff, so it doesn't have to keep coming back to the board all the time.
Cool. Yeah.
So I approved that, sent that back.
Okay, so that's the people who, like, own property in the district but
don't live
here. Okay. And if they have multiple properties, that does not give them multiple votes?
Correct.
Okay.
Still one vote per person.
Okay.
What else did I do? Authorized the ballot language. Authorized the translation of the ballot language into Spanish, which I didn't personally read and authorize. Lucy did that for me, which was great. So thank you, Lucy. But the county had already translated it for us.
Mm.
She just went through and went...
Mm. Check the translation.
I think there was an argument between the correctness and tensing, and it was fine. But that got approved, so that's all good. And then the last one to do is the TABOR notice, which has to be done by Monday. So I've done most of the notice that has to go out. Still waiting to see if anybody gives us any pro or con comments. And then I can add those in
and then that's ready to go to the county as well. And then once that's done, election is done until the election. All of the work is done for it, so that's good. Yay freedom, to quote one of our other board members. I'll get some time back on that one. I'll just get it off of my agenda at least.
Ian, will they tell you what number we are on the ballot?
6A. We are behind the town. Which I think is just the way that the ordering works, because looking at some old ballots, and Hygiene did a ballot issue in 21, and they were also 6A.
Oh.
So I think it's just a thing. I think it's just where we start. So
and is the county one?
Or no? Counties, yeah, one and two.
Okay, thank you.
But that is what it is. But yeah, that's all looking like that's going well. Other than me sending the county links to OneDrive instead of the documents themselves. I don't know how that happened, but it did. But it was fun. Fun conversation. District signs we covered.
Yes, I promise.
Sorry. Just so you know, board members of reserve has been on there for about 18 months, so.
Okay.
You know. If I just keep like punting that out.
Okay, it's all good. It's
I'll
all
be
good.
Fine. It'll go away. Any comments, questions in old business? Okay. New business. Todd, you missed this last month. So we spoke to, I think we discussed this in the previous meeting, but Colour Trust, no, I can't remember who came there.
Oh.
What was her name?
Doesn't matter. Colour Trust did a presentation to us about how it all works.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's a government, local government pool that we can put money in that's pretty much guaranteed, but it just seemed very safe overnight investments. We can get the money back at any time, so we can wire transfer it in and out of the bank, fee-free, any time. At the moment, I think it was running like 2.1% interest, which is pretty good. It's much better than we're getting at the bank, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they reckoned that on the year-to-date, based on what they saw on numbers, we would have made about $3,000 in interest. So
Cool. Totally
worth doing.
Cool.
And there are other departments, Stephanie like pointed out, that there are other departments she's aware of that are doing this. Exactly.
There's other local government entities within
the
state that are doing it, and it's actually built into the statute.
Cool.
And the Collar Trust thing works with the state to keep it in the statute and make sure that we don't do anything we shouldn't do.
Yeah.
So I can't see a downside.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, doubly so with the mill levy request. If that comes in, then we might be sitting on some money for a couple of years. So having that somewhere where it's making interest makes a huge amount of sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So
did you guys talk about, would we still maintain a bank account? We transfer money into it.
Yeah,
to pay,
so it doesn't
operations.
Replace your bank account. So we keep a balance like $200,000 of working capital in the bank account, and then whatever our current excess is,
gotcha.
It stays in Collar Trust, and we can just pull it across as we need it. And that was, you know, for this month where we have, like this month where we've got $700,000 in the bank, which is silly.
Yeah.
Doing nothing for us.
Yeah.
Then at least it's working on our behalf. So
cool. That's great. Thanks to Stephanie for pointing that out.
Yeah. In order to make all of that happen, we did all the signatures. What we didn't do, what we forgot, was we didn't do the resolution because we wanted to think about it. So unless anybody has any objections, I'll bring up the resolution. No word, because I've lost it.
Oh.
closed it instead. I'm not going to read all of this, but basically this is the resolution the College Trust need in order to set up our accounts with them. We've asked them to set up three separate accounts at the moment, which is General Operating Fund, Pension/Incentives Fund, and Vehicle Maintenance and Building Fund, so that we can keep all of those separate in our heads as well, which would be nice. So basically, the resolution says that it's in accordance with state law that Netherland Fire wishes to join, and that we just need to designate how we would like that money apportioned when we send it to them.
And was it the Colorado Trust Plus investment vehicle that we were looking at, like the middle of the road?
Yes. We can go back and look at that, and we can make decisions on
where
we want all that to live. But I think we were kind of looking more, I think it was the Plus, because whichever was the more stable.
Yeah, but it wasn't the... I just saw that it just lists all the three investment portfolios.
Yeah.
I think it's Plus and Prime are the daily liquid, and Plus gives about 0.4% higher return after fees.
Okay. Any questions that I may or may not be able to answer on College Trust?
What you just said and some of the discussion, that's in the minutes of the last board meeting?
I missed in the minutes writing down the exact breakdown of each trust fee.
Oh, okay.
But
her presentation is recorded.
Okay. Delana Gross she was right up after the treasurer's report, so she's early in the meeting. So
okay, cool.
But yeah, if you want to listen through that, because I don't think I have the. Document for it. I would suggest we move forward with this.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me to use our taxpayers' money wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a good way to do it. So I'll make the motion for the board to adopt resolution 2022-09, a resolution authorizing the Netherland Fire Protection District to join with other local governments as a participant in the Colorado Local Government Liquid Asset Trust, the Trust, to pool funds for investment.
Second?
Yes.
Gee approves also. I also approve, obviously. Okay, I will get that over to Stephanie tomorrow, and then we can start working on, I can talk to you, Todd, about what we think we need to keep liquid, and you can talk to Stephanie as well about transferring it. And I mean, realistically, she's going to manage that the same as she does the bank account, but just transferring from savings in. So. Okay, good. Guy, I'll need your signature on this as well. Thank you. 2021 audit discussion. So we filed our 2021 audit. I know you all saw the draft. I didn't get any
negative responses from it. I think there was a bit of a miscommunication between myself and the auditor. In so much as I signed off the letter, and then he filed it, instantly.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. I haven't really got the board to approve that, so I'm hoping you do approve it. But I just wanted to quickly talk about some of the elements in the audit.
I wanted to see if your assessment was the same, or we didn't have retained earnings last year, right?
We did not,
yeah.
But we kind of did. So the thing, and I had a discussion with the auditor about this, the thing about the audit you've got to remember is that it only looks at 1 year in isolation.
Okay.
And it, as an isolated year, we ran at a loss in one way and made way too much money in another way.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of weird when you read the audit, you're like, I don't really understand that.
Yeah.
And you find
yeah.
these two. Changing position. Because it took me a while to pull this apart. Because if you remember, there was the comment in there about that we exceeded our budget spending. Which we did.
And that was the net change in fund balances.
I've lost it. I knew I should have made a PowerPoint of this. So basically, short story is that we get for leaving a week behind between reading something and then trying to explain it.
Right, yeah. We could also cover it offline.
Yeah, so basically the bottom line was that on paper we were $231,000 overspent compared to what our budget said we would do. But our income, we had a load of income that we don't necessarily account for in the budget. So there was wildland fire income that was like $100,000+. There was grant income that wasn't in the budget for life packs and another big ticket that we did on a grant last year, pretty bunker gear. So it's 50K
okay.
there. So basically roughly about $200,000 of our overspend was wildland fire and
that was reimbursed.
Life packs
and
bunker gear. So when you took that out, basically we had $135,000 of miscellaneous income, most of which is grant money and wildland fire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That evened out our budget and left us with a net change of negative $31,686. Just basically because we bought the tender in February of last year.
Right.
So that was 75,000.
Yep.
And effectively that all came from our savings. So on paper we were 31,686 negative.
Uh-huh.
In reality we were around about $50,000 positive.
And the savings, you are referring to the cistern fund?
The cistern fund, and we took some out of capital expenditure to make it up, I think, as well. So that's basically how that worked out. So that was all fine. It was just a bit of a journey to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been filed with the state, which isn't a bad thing because I was concerned we weren't going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any comments or questions that I might be able to answer?
Did the auditor have any suggestions on how we can better account for the income we didn't account for to reduce audit headache? No. Okay.
He did not. I did not ask either. I think that's a question for next year because there's a couple of other questions I've got for next year and moving forward is, like, for instance, affecting this year as well, is when we buy a vehicle, like the chief's vehicle, we do a lease purchase, do we have to account for the full price of that? I'm not sure what the answer is to that. And then we also have issues with the, coming back to your point about the pension payment, because we're allowed to use the pension payment to pay for volunteer incentives.
Mm-hmm.
The pension is currently, I think, 116% funded, so it doesn't, the state have not asked us, sorry, the FPPA have not asked us for any payment this year. They say we don't need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do get a state match of $4,500, so I think we have to pay at least $4,500 to get that match.
Okay.
And I want that match.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's worth doing. But we need to work out how we account for that pension fund in incentives,
uh-huh,
to make sure that we're ring-fencing it. And really, it's the same position we're going to be in with the vehicle and building maintenance fund, is we need to separately account for it.
Okay.
And I think in our audit, it's going to look just weird.
Yeah.
So
further down, he had some outlays for the coming year. It was, let me see if I can open that up.
Under the pension side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I wasn't interpreting that correctly. Keep going. It was down in the explanation of the background.
Ah, being volunteer service stuff.
Here, down here, year ended. So it talks about the pensions, and it says in 2023 is only $9,000. Yeah. So I don't know, is that?
I think that's basically what we're talking about there is basically. Is the outflows of the scheme in any given year.
Oh, to payouts or?
Right, because that should, the number seems wrong. They should all be about the same number.
Yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't match the FPPA report. As I said, FPPA say that it's like 112%, and that was as of, that was second quarter of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe long term is fine, and they give us a suggested or required payment, and that payment was zero. So
you're thinking we're only going to pay out like close to between $4,000 and $5,000 this year?
No,
to the pension?
We're definitely paying out more than that.
Okay.
The
match is just that much.
Yeah, so basically to get the state match of $4,500, I think we have to put in $4,500 as well.
I see.
Otherwise we could just do nothing.
I see.
And
I
get
see.
Nothing, but I'd rather take the $4,500.
It's an immediate 100% return on your investment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Free money.
Okay, unless there are any other questions, I'm going to make a motion. Which might be late, but we'll make it anyway. So I'm going to make the motion for the board to accept the 2021 final audit and file it with the state.
Second.
Yes?
Approve.
Guy? And I also approve, so.
Good.
Question, this might have this probably should have been mentioned under old business, but the pension board, any, you've been busy with the mill levy stuff, but.
Yep, you're on.
I haven't done anything.
You're it.
Well, actually, you are in it.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. I'm kind of hoping once I get the election stuff out of the way, I can get the letter out.
Because we need two additional people for the board beyond this board that are either retired or have left the fire service.
They can be retired in the pension scheme. I believe the law just changed, and they can also just be members of they can be members of the department, which it didn't used to be.
Okay. So.
And they're just basically there to represent the membership in terms of.
Okay. Okay, so
well, the pension board does.
So with the change of the law, it seems like our pool has expanded.
Yes. I will. You can put that as an action item for me this month, which I can squeeze some time out somewhere.
Well, the way the team's task manager works, it'll probably take all your time to put
just,
the action item
just
there.
Just trying to get, yeah. Anyway,
that thing is evil.
Let's not banging on teams. This must work for somebody. Just a quick thing about 2023 budget timelines. Jess, myself, and Chief have been working on the budget for next year. It's coming together. Like I say this every single time, it's amazing how fast the money disappears. So we've got some wrangling still to do on that. And then we need to do the secondary budget in case the mill levy passes, because we will not have time to do that after the event.
Mm-hmm.
So budget timelines for the board's reference. The budget needs to be presented by October the 15th to the board. We don't need to have a meeting for that. It just needs to be sent to the board for appraisal. We then need to have a public meeting to discuss the budget and allow for public comment. I'm inclined to push that to the November meeting.
Okay.
Normally we'd kind of do a special meeting just to get it done. But I'd rather push it to the November meeting because we should have, hopefully, we should have the results of the election by then. So we'll know which budget we're going to go with. And if we don't, then we can do another special meeting.
Okay.
December the 5th. December the 5th, the county has to give us the final property appraisals,
okay,
which just tweaks our budget a little bit. Usually December the 10th, we have a meeting to approve the budget and settle the resolutions so that we can collect the budget and authorize it. And then December 15th, we file it with the county. And then January 31st, or before, we file it with the state.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
It. That's the whole budget cycle in short.
And sorry, January 31st, you file with the state?
Yep. File it with DOLA. Or not. That's happened last year for I don't know what reason. I don't think I hit submit or something. But I filed it on like the 22nd. And then it didn't.
It's like that Amazon cart you forget to.
And I can't blame teams for that one. That was definitely on me.
Are there any penalties for something like that? Or
yeah, no money.
Fair point. It's a big penalty.
It's a big penalty.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Oh, I think that you get 50% of your authorized money until you file a budget.
Uh-huh.
So it would have been painful, but fortunately the state told me like 2 days before the deadline and we got it filed, so it was fine.
One you don't want the oops.
Oh, I'm sure we're not the first people to do that. It was annoying because I was like way ahead of schedule and then it all. I was like, that's done. And it wasn't. Okay. Any questions and comments on the budget timelines? I don't really want to get into the budget at the moment. It's kind of, we're still working it. So.
A curiosity question. So you have
this mill levy worksheet. Are you guys working from that to kind of like, as a prediction of what you think the income's going to be?
Yeah, so the mill levy worksheet gives us, does all the calculations for us as to how much the mill levy should raise.
Did you put that together yourself? Or did you get that from someplace?
I don't let them do it.
Wow, that's...
It's overly... It's good and it's bad. I think...
Needs some massaging.
It needs some massaging, yeah.
It's too easy how it's set up currently to end up in a fantastic circular reference.
Oh, I see.
It's like, where, you know, where did we go, Excel? We're in a circle.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I mean, it's...
Numbers just keep going up.
Yeah,
right.
I mean...
We have infinite amount of money.
I would take it right now if they feel bested.
So, just as an aside, we have to show the auditor next year how we got to the number we got to. So that spreadsheet does that for us.
I see, I see.
And also, with our mill levy adjustment that we have, or the residential assessment rate adjustment, that also helps us calculate that.
Yeah.
Actually, just going back to the budget timelines, in the third week of November, I'll ask the county assessor for the breakdown of commercial land and residential property, so we can figure out our residential adjustment, and they give us that. Because by that time, they pretty much got it all sorted out. But by the 5th, they have to provide us with final numbers, and they don't usually give you those that breakdown. You have to ask for it.
And in that breakdown, can we also find out like the properties that are tax exempt? Like we were discussing the potential of the housing authority properties as tax exempt?
It doesn't go down to address level.
Okay. It just or if it doesn't go down to address level, would it list the potential properties?
It would list the properties that are tax exempt or governmental exempt.
Okay.
Like this building.
Right.
For instance, as I found out the other day, when I asked the wrong question, or they misunderstood the question I was asking, actually. They got very confused.
Okay.
I got very confused.
No answers were given.
No answers were given. Somebody else had to phone me back and just went, so I got this message, and they just went, tell you what, just tell me what you want. I was like, I just want this. And they're like, oh, sure. I'll email it over to you. I just wanted the assessment. We send it over, so it's ready.
So I think that would be interesting to see is it's what percentage is under that exemption.
I can...
If it's in that report...
I can send you last year's.
Okay.
Got it in a folder somewhere. Not in Teams. Well, it is, I guess. I don't know where.
Like, do you mean a paper folder? Like,
I actually do have it in a paper folder. I also have it in my email, and it's stored in all the documents for the board. Anyway... We digress, much as I love taking up all your time. anybody got any future business? Okay.
This geezer, Eddie, has his camera on.
Has his camera on. You can see how big the delay is there. We have no special...
I do have a question about the bylaws.
Yeah.
We were all supposed to sign it. Did that get done?
It did.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Because the document that's... out there, I just noticed.
So,
it's good.
I think a couple of people came and signed it.
Okay.
Here, it's actually filed in the resolutions folder and bylaws folder. So, I got all that done.
Fantastic.
Thank you for asking.
Fantastic.
We are not having a special executive session. Okay. No special meeting conclusions. Public statements, comments, or questions?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other business? No? Good. Our next meeting is October the 19th at 7 p.m. I will make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Oh!
Oh! Guy jumped it. Guy made the motion to adjourn. I second.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, meeting adjourned at
2025. Thank you, Gabe.
Good seeing you guys.
Thanks,
Gabe. Good to see you too.
Wait, is this like the second meeting in a row? We're out before 9?
I know. I was trying to get you out before 8, but it didn't work. We didn't stop the recording.
I mean, you got your stuff just together, huh? Or were you off?
No, yeah. Tim's just hiding it again. I had to stop that one. Leave that meeting.
Are we on?
Yeah,
now
we're out.
Well, this supplemental
shit.
One is.
I was going to say, we need to have more controversy. And
oh, no, it's just,
we don't ever have any public